Miscellany America tonight, the name of the show, Coast to Coast, and all those hot spots in between the nooks and the crannies. You know what I'm talking about. You might live in one of those places. Doesn't matter. Left, right, you got to have some opinion. Maybe even some of the gray areas. Especially on this night, Meg Whitman won the GOP nomination for California governor. And she knocked off a couple of big people, including Steve Posner, who was probably the stiffest opposition down the stretch on a one-to-one basis. There were a number of huge primary battles in 12 states, including Blanche Lincoln, who barely survived in the Arkansas Democratic Senate primary runoff. We're going to get through all of that during this hour of America tonight. Plus, how could we not be talking about the oil spill? After all, we're swinging into day 51. Yes, it's right. Last show, we were talking about the oily birds and the fact that there was a biologist who was starting to get slammed because he suggested if they only have a 1% chance of survival, why do we do this to the birds? Why do we do that to the pelicans? Why don't we euthanize them? Wouldn't that be more humane? Yet today I was reading more about that and what happens when the birds are soaked in oil, especially the pelicans. And a lot of pelicans, apparently, even though they fall into that low percentile, still have a chance to survive. I mean, it's very sad to see it. I mean, they look almost like chocolate statues. That's how thick the oil is. And they put them in a pen, they're covered with the oil, and they're waiting to get that treatment because they've been massively exposed to all the crude on the surface of the Gulf of Mexico. And there's an increasing number of the birds that are starting to show up at places like the Fort Jackson Oiled Wildlife Rehab Center. That's in Louisiana. It's a famous place. They've got maybe 50, 60 birds just in one day that they were treating. And they say the birds get oiled, and it's pretty obvious, and that's why so many pelicans, because they're diving for fish. So if they're found in time, then they can save their lives, and I guess that's the key. So 200 birds, boom, they're just dead on arrival at the center, so they can't, that's it. And then there's other birds that come in various stages of it, and they brought in 400 birds altogether into the one site, and every single one of them have died. So that's, I understand where that biologist is coming from when he talks about the chance of rehabbing the birds. They're trying to build more pens. They're trying to figure out a way to save the pelicans, but there's only so much that you can do once it's all ingested and whatnot, and if they don't get to them in time. All right, so a lot of this oil disaster has been about the blame game and finger pointing and who didn't do what and what should have happened. It's the woulda, coulda, shoulda scenario being played out right before our eyes. And one of the things is, and a couple of callers have said this, is the fact that the government pushed this into deeper waters. Remember, we don't want them in the shallows. We don't want shallow water oil drilling. So you push it out deep, and this was a catastrophe that was almost waiting to happen. Here's what Congressman Ed Markey said about going deep and how it's just simply not a good thing to do.
While they spent billions of dollars to develop technologies that would allow it to drill ultra deep into the ocean, that investment was not matched with the development of ultra-safe technologies.
So there you go. Of course, it wasn't safe, and yet they were allowed to do that. There weren't regulations. You got to blame some of the government on that. If the government was really looking over the shoulder of big oil, how did they not have a system in place? I keep saying the same thing, and I'm going to just say it one more time. I pin so much of this on the people who are in charge of inspecting the oil rigs, of knowing what's going on. You know, you could say, look, Deepwater Horizon had 7 perfect years. But if they had scratched a little deeper, maybe they would have been able to find this and it wouldn't have gotten to this point where you have this leak, and it's so deep down that it's now they're talking about another plume. And that the fact that you've got just oil gushing into the Gulf at a crazy, crazy rate, and it's day 51. Once again, day 51. So what about the president and his response? He's starting to take a lot of heat for the moratorium on oil drilling. And if it's a timeout, because to me it's like a timeout. Okay, timeout, we're going to regroup here. So if you take the timeout, what is being done in those months in between to make it better? If that's the theory, okay, we're going to inspect, we're going to make sure all the processes are correct, or what's being done? Probably a little bit of nothing. It's more about show than any action. And here's what Senator George Lemieux said about that very thing, about what is the president doing on his end.
I don't want to see him coming down, doing a photo op, and going back to Chicago to play golf, or coming down and then going back to Washington, D.C. to go to the theater. I want to see him actively engaged.
Yeah, but being actively engaged when he says that, at this point, you got to figure it's kind of one of those damned if you do, damned if you don't, because it's too late. It's always at the beginning of the crisis. I mean, of course, it's the follow through and the way you handle it in the end, but 51 days. In the beginning, it was the time lost. It was people that needed to be there critically in the beginning with equipment that weren't there when perhaps more of the oil could have been contained. I mean, I don't even know how much oil that would have saved. If you had more booms, more equipment, more people out there, I would have to think that, yeah, this is still leaking and there's no definite containment here, but we were able to siphon more off because we had more people and more troops on the scene right away. And, you know, while this is going on, you have a group of senators in Washington who are calling for the lifting of the oil liability caps. And before you go off in a crazy direction, because, you know, you think about it and you say, oh, that's, you know, you gotta lift that. You gotta lift that cap, because look at all the people who are going to need more money as a result of this. I mean, $75 million, that's nothing. Nothing. The problem is you have a lot of mom and pops who are involved in the oil business who will get slammed to the ground as a result. So this is another awkward, awkward position to be in. You know, the bottom line is oil companies who were making so much money, they should have used a ton of that dough on getting the maximum safety they could possibly get. Then they wouldn't have to be worried about this, that, yeah, you could have an accident, but it wouldn't be as disastrous, perhaps, as this one. And it goes back to what I was saying about the government. You got the people that are in Washington who are supposedly looking over our shoulders. So if they had looked over the shoulders of the oil companies in the right way, you would have had some of those things in place. An emotional moment came when the brother of one of the 11 workers killed in the Deepwater Horizon explosion actually testified before a committee in Washington, part of this deciding on the oil liability caps. That's coming up around the bend.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653, or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
That's what he goes there for, is to unlock the door. All around him, Christmas signs and sweet.
You know, when you think of the death penalty, what do you think of? Lethal injection or the electric chair? But you really don't think of the firing squad. In Utah, they're really getting ready for a firing squad for a murderer. I'll give you the details on that story coming up at the end of the hour in Odds and Ends. Also, we're going to talk with Andrea Trace, and it'll be interesting to talk to her because here we are mentioning what's happening with the oil spill and all the different facets of it. Unfortunately, most of them are negative, right? And she's with the Center for Biological Diversity. And I think they pretty much agree with me that you got to, I'm sorry, when you talk about reforms or what's going on with offshore drilling, you have to squarely put this on the shoulders of those who are responsible or should be held accountable, especially Ken Salazar and, you know, why they're not looking at themselves for doing what they should be doing. And by stalling for 6 months, ultimately, what's going to change in looking at these drilling procedures? What's going to be different? If we flat out have talked to people on the show who say, you got to go shallow. If you're going to drill for oil, it has to be shallow because if you go deep, that's where you risk these different things happening, like the worst oil disaster in our history. So it got emotional on the Hill when in the conversation, in the middle of the hearing, you know, in the conversation about what to do, how to revamp the corporate liability laws because of what's happened in the Gulf of Mexico with this oil disaster, right? Arguing that the companies have really little incentive to make safety a priority or anything with the environment because to be honest about it, they don't have to pay that much money out. Remember back when the Exxon Valdez oil spill happened in 89, the amount of punitive damages a jury awarded to the victims of that oil spill, they cut it by $2 billion. So there's a law or there's an act. It's the 1990 Oil Pollution Act. And potentially what happens there is it limits BP's liability for damages incurred by the Gulf spill to the number you keep hearing, $75 million. I mean, that's a tiny, tiny blip on the radar screen of what it would cost to clean up a spill like this Gulf disaster and what it would do on communities. So they're looking at a couple of different things, including this law that goes way back to the late 1800s, where they limit ship owners' post-accident liability to the value of whatever the sunken thing is, the sunken vessel, for lack of a better way to describe it. And like Transocean, right away, because they're not stupid, they got lawyers on the payroll, they used that law following the explosion to try to limit their liability to $26 million, because they knew it was going to be a disaster. They knew it was that it was going to cost way more than that. So now it's this back and forth conversation. Everyone's furious, and everybody's looking for someone to blame, and everyone's looking for who's going to pay. And I keep saying the same thing over and over again. I feel for the people, one, who lost their lives, their families, and for the people who make a living off of those waters. The shrimpers and the guys who fish, the hotels, the restaurants. If you've ever been in a seaside community, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And it is an elusive number because it changes from the haul that you get when you go out. Sometimes you have bad days. Sometimes you have incredible days. And the money and the checks are being cut now isn't enough. It's not enough to barely cover expenses in a lot of cases. So, as I said, there was an emotional moment of the hearing. The brother, Christopher Jones, of one of the 11 workers killed in that explosion, blasted BP's chief, Tony Hayward, saying, you know, he was asked to testify before the committee, and he nailed him, saying that, you know, his brother can't come back to life. They can't breathe new life into him. So here's specifically a little snippet of how that came out.
Well, Mr. Hayward, I want my brother's life back. And I know the families of the other 10 men want their lives back.
Yeah, you could tell. He was broken up. I saw the video of that. It was sad to watch it. So BP has said it's going to waive the cap on damages. They've said that right from the very beginning. They're going to pay what they're calling legitimate claims as a result of the spill, the largest in our history. They've already spent about $1 billion trying to corral all the oil that's being spewed all over the place. And, you know, you think of the profit that they made. You think of the profit in the first quarter. They're going to need that profit to pay out, frankly, all the things they have to pay. But it's too bad that there weren't systems in place because, honestly, they would have been affordable. They would have been affordable if they were, you know, making these huge amounts of money. But if you're not being pressed to do it, it's true. What's the incentive to do it? They're not even thinking that way, especially since they hadn't had an accident. Even though people who work on these platforms know, they know what's dangerous. They know that there were things that could happen in those deep waters because so much of it is untested. So it was Russian roulette, and this time the bullet went through. And at this point, with the cleanup just really at the beginning stages, I mean, you know, not just the pelicans, all that kind of stuff, but just flat out the crude being sucked out of the Gulf and then another oil leak or a bigger plume coming out. This is going to be around for a while, at least into the fall. I really believe the scientists who are pinning it, when they're trying to measure the immeasurable, when they're pinning it sometime in the fall, we're going to go well beyond those 3 months. I am so, so sure of it. So we're going to talk more about the oil spill coming up in a few minutes. But in the meantime, a couple of other quick notes. I mentioned this yesterday, and I have more details on what happened at the border. Mexico is asking for an investigation into the death of a teenager who was shot by a U.S. border agent. And they're saying they want a transparent investigation. This happened in Juarez on Monday night. the kid was shot during a rock throwing deal. It was rock throwing over the fence and that kind of stuff. Mexico is saying that the use of firearms to repel a rock attack represents a disproportionate use of force, particularly coming from Border Patrol guys, authorities who get specialized training on this kind of thing. The teenager who died was the second in, 2 weeks, I guess. I think it's been about 2 weeks at the hands of the Border Patrol. You know, and here's what I would say. There's definitely more to this story, and here we go again with Mexico telling us how to run our country. Hey, thanks for your help at the border, which is probably on a scale of 1 to 10, about a 3, and then for taking a swipe at our Border Patrol agents who get spit on, shot at, have rocks bouncing off their cars, especially in Juarez, which has now become one of the worst areas. And you're talking about conditions where it was getting dark. It happened in the early evening where you had agents who went out to respond to what they got, a report of a group of illegal immigrants being smuggled into the U.S. near El Paso del Norte, which is that port of entry that we've talked about so much. And initially, you had one of the suspects detained. And then you had another agent that showed up. And then the next thing you know, things got a little bit crazy and the rock throwing started. So you had an agent who had one of the teenagers on the ground, and then you had the kids around them throwing the rocks, pelting him with rocks. So he fired his gun a couple of different times, and he hit one of them. He hit one of the teenagers who later died. So there's still questions about this. I get that. The body was found on the Mexican side of the border, so Juarez is what we're talking about. And the deal is you got a 14-year-old kid. It's a 14-year-old boy that we're talking about. So what the Mexican government is saying is, look, the kid wasn't armed. The kid was not armed. He didn't have the physical size to threaten anyone. I know the area they're talking about, this Black Bridge. It's a railroad kind of span that connects both of the countries, that part of Texas and Mexico, which now has become a very risky, risky area. Stay with us. More on BP coming up next.
AirAndAqua.com is your one-stop shop for some of the most affordable air and water purification systems available on the market today. AirAndAqua.com knows exactly what doesn't belong in our air and our water, and they know exactly how to help you rid your home or office of these harmful toxins. Did you know that your skin actually absorbs more chlorine while you shower than from the water you drink? AirAndAqua.com can help you eliminate dangerous chlorine from your water. AirAndAqua.com carries atmospheric water generators, glass water bottles, chlorine-reducing shower filters, air purifiers, water ionizers, filters that remove up to 95% of the fluoride in your water, whole house water purification systems, solar-powered lawn and garden products, water testing kits, and more. Visit AirAndAqua.com. That's Air and AQ. AirAndAqua.com or call 1-866-380-2782. That's 1-866-380-2782. AirAndAqua.com. Purify your life today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy.
For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our
Power Clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount. It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th. Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy. The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KEROstove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KEROstove.com. Caro Stove for family emergency solutions.
This is customer service. How may I help you?
I'd like to cancel my order for your super skincare formula.
And why are you canceling?
Honestly, I found a product that really works.
Can I ask what it's called?
It's called Night Skin. It's the only cream I found that helps fade age spots on my skin.
Really?
And Night Skin supports the production of natural collagen. My face looks amazing.
Maybe you can tell me how to get Night Skin.
Before you spend tons of money on so-called quick-fix skin creams, try Night Skin. Night Skin is a scientifically formulated anti-aging cream made by Dr. Arthur Perry, an award-winning Harvard-trained plastic surgeon. For a limited time, he's offering a free sample of Night Skin to new customers. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-257-7201. This offer is limited to one free sample per household. Call now and try Dr. Perry's Night Skin free. Call 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201. 1-800-257-7201.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney swinging for the fences again here on America Tonight. As usual, we are all over the map. Most of it centering around this oil spill because we're in day 51 and there's so many different, like I say, for lack of a better way to describe it, ugly facets to this whole thing. The payouts, the families, the whole deal, BP, what the government's doing. And, you know, that's where I think there hasn't been enough pressure. So you look now, President Obama's running back down to the Gulf of Mexico. You had the Interior Secretary, Ken Salazar. I talked about him ad nauseum. I think all of you know his name by now. He's whitewater rafting when the oil spill happened. It went days after the oil spill happened. And to me, there's where some of the blame lies. Why weren't they there right away? But more importantly, besides that, where does the buck stop on this? You know, where, if the government in all the areas of our lives that we're screaming about where you want some responsibility, okay, where was the government in all of this? And what about reform? What's happening there where you've got this 6-month review of drilling procedures, especially in these deep waters? So what's going to happen after that? Is anything going to actually change? Andrea Treese joins us now, and she's with the Center for Biological Diversity. Hey, Andrea, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
First of all, before we dive into this, because I know people are driving around America, you know, in Connecticut or out in Cali or wherever, and they're saying, biological diversity, what do you do at the center?
Most of our work focuses on, as the name indicates, protecting rare species and unique habitats, and, you know, in the case of the Gulf, trying to save these sorts of species and places from annihilation.
Right. What do you make of, I said something yesterday I was surprised. I've been reading a ton about different biologists throwing in their two cents on the pelicans especially, because they're seeing a lot of pelicans that are starting to come in. And some German biologist said, well, you know what? It would be really actually more humane to euthanize these birds because they really only have a 1% chance of survival. I was kind of stunned by that. What's your reaction to that?
Well, you know, the numbers for survival when these animals, especially birds, get rehabilitated and released are really low. You know, I think I would still favor, you know, maybe giving them a shot, but it is a really low percentage that survive. And so I don't think, you know, all of these pictures that the government is releasing of quote unquote rehabilitated animals getting releases are a little misleading. There are a lot more birds dying than, you know, getting helped and released.
Yeah. What about the wetlands? How critical is this? Because, of course, all these environments are different, and the wetlands are unique in themselves. You know, Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, was hysterical over that because he knew in talking to enough people, once that stuff seeps in, boy, it is really tough to get it out. It's even much more difficult than what you're talking about with sand, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, people keep comparing this spill to the Exxon Valdez, which, of course, is a horrible disaster. But there you were at least talking rocky shoreline, something that can be scrubbed. Here you're talking about pouring oil and, you know, dispersants into an area that's, I mean, it's like pouring it into Play-Doh. And if you think about trying to, you know, if you poured a bunch of oil into Play-Doh and then you tried and extract it, it's damn near impossible.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. A good way to put that. So where do you, I was talking about Ken Salazar and the Interior Department. I was talking about, you know, where this all lies. Because when you look at now what happens, you moving forward and trying to figure out what's happening with the rest of the drilling industry. And then this 6 month, as I call it, this time out. But you and I both know this. I've talked to enough people about the 6 months, and they're saying, really, you know what? That's more about PR than anything. There's not a lot being talked about as far as regulations or looking at methods or anything like that. Do you agree with that? Do you think that's pretty much what that is?
Unfortunately, I think so. You know, if you look at just how the so-called drilling moratorium has morphed over time, you know, at first, Salazar announced a moratorium on new drilling, then it turned out that it was only certain kinds of new drilling, then it was all new drilling. Now, you know, he's reopened shallow waters to drilling, even though some of the worst oil spills in history has occurred in shallow water. You know, when you get that much sort of running back and forth, it seems like much more of a PR statement than it is a well-thought-through plan for hitting the pause button and really figuring out how to reform this, you know, this agency, the Minerals Management Service, and reform oil permitting. I mean, the laws are in place now. You know, we've got the National Environmental Policy Act. We've got Endangered Species Act. You know, if these sorts of laws had been complied with for the past 10 years, we probably wouldn't have a Deepwater Horizon disaster right now.
Exactly what I've been saying. So once again, it's the lack of enforcement, if you will, correct?
Exactly, exactly.
Ooh, too often, Andrea, we're saying that about a lot of things, and especially in this case. What can the regular Joe Schmo do listening to this? What can they do I've had a lot of people write me and say they want to do something to help. Is there something I could do to help? What can they do? What would your organization say?
I think, you know, they can help on a couple of different levels. I think, for one, they can write their legislators, they can write to President Obama, they can write to Ken Salazar and demand that the oil companies, especially BP in this case, be held accountable, and that the government itself be held accountable, that the government actually take an honest step back, you know, draw back all of these permits that it's issued without requiring any environmental compliance or any environmental review. You know, just stop these drilling projects that haven't actually been looked at and you know, undertake an honest investigation. And then I say on a bigger picture level, you know, all of us can demand that Congress and our government pursue an honest, you know, a alternative energy policy. Because, at the root of this, we've got to wean ourselves off of oil. As long as we are demanding oil, you know, it's going to get pumped out of the ground somewhere, and we're going to face the risk of this sort of disaster. So we really need to be pushing for a true clean energy bill that gets us away from offshore oil drilling.
Yeah. You know, and of course, a lot of that technology was available, but I say this all the time. There's a great documentary. It's called GM Killed the Electric Car, and they're talking about in that how the availability would have been widespread now, but, you know, it didn't happen, and now we're starting to see that start to happen, and all of us are saying, oh, yeah, I guess we really are dependent on oil. Like, that's a big problem. You know, and going deep, that's the other thing, going ultra deep, there's a big difference between, and many oil people have told me this, between the shallows versus deep waters. And the idea was out of sight, out of mind. You put them out there and they're deeper and you can't see them from the shorelines and you're not getting a lot of pressure because of that. But that's been really part and parcel of what's happened here. How disastrous is that for the environment when you're going deep?
Well, I think, you know, it is extremely disastrous. You know, one, because obviously, we don't have the technology to deal with a spill that deep. I think that's been illustrated in you know, Technicolor over the past 6 weeks, that we just don't know, you know, no one knows, including BP, how to stop that sort of leak. And I think in terms of the use of all these chemical dispersants, you know, that are being used in deep water, really for the first time, and especially in the, you know, enormous amounts, you know, over a million gallons that they're being used, it's turned the Gulf into sort of this horrible laboratory experiment for, you know, trying to deal with a situation that no one ever contemplated and that really threatens the entire Gulf ecosystem from the bottom up. I mean, you know, from the plankton that feeds the fish and the fisheries that so much of that economy depends on, to, you know, much larger species like sperm whales that are swimming around at depth, and sea turtles that depend on Gulf habitats for a lot of their life cycle. You know, I think one of the really frightening aspects of this disaster is that we probably won't know the full extent of it, you know, for years to come, but I think we can probably safely assume, unfortunately, that it's not going to get much better.
Yeah, boy, I completely agree with you. Andrea, thanks. We appreciate you joining us here on ATN.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
All right, and you heard Andrea say this, Andrea Treese from the Center for Biological Diversity, that you can do what we always say you can do. You can get involved. So if you're upset about what's going on, then demand that something different be done. Write to your congresspeople, to your senators, and say, listen, and she said it right at the top of this, and this is what we keep asking, where is the government in all of this? Partying with the oil companies, taking the money, and then pointing the finger, you know, pointing the fingers at them after they've taken all the money and turned in the other direction. And also something Andrea said that I agree with and we've been talking about is a lot of this could have been avoided if there had been those systems in place, and of course they weren't there. Coming up, we've got odds and ends.
Times are tough, and you gotta stretch that dollar. a special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff. New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more. All with factory warranties, just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions. You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase. Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoublyShoppers.com. That's D-U-B-L-I Shoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain clog past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain clog has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drain. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The DrainClaw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The DrainClaw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the DrainClaw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the DrainClaw at thedrainclaw.com.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
Carly Fiorina, the ex Hewlett Packard CEO, won the Republican primary for California Senate. She's going to face the very liberal, probably the most liberal senator in Congress right now, Barbara Boxer. So those results are trickling in now. Some interesting things are happening. Meg Whitman, I already mentioned this. She was the woman behind eBay. And Meg Whitman gets the Republican nod for governor. But what about some of those other races, some of the tight races? We're going to talk about that. Right now, though, odds and ends on America Tonight. And that would be considered an odd and end. You know, she certainly had a big reputation and parlayed it into politics, so that's one. You also have Sharon Angle, who won the Republican primary for Nevada Senate. She's going to face Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader. And you did have Blanche Lincoln, which I've already mentioned, surviving the primary. And it's going to get interesting in these midterm elections, let's just say that. Very, very interesting. Funny note to mention here. The governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, showed his very human side when he went to the polls. He decided to go for two Senate candidates, and so his ballot was rejected. He had to redo it again. You can check that out on AmericaTonight.net if you go to the website and you go to Blunder of the Day. It's under Features. You'll see a photograph of Arnold looking a little lost when he went to vote, so he accidentally voted for two. That just, you know what, that's just not going to work out, Arnold. Not going to work out. So we've been talking a lot about BP here in this hour of America Tonight. There are other things to mention along the way. That's why we call this odds and ends. Now you have another strange thing in Texas when it comes to this natural gas stuff. The three people were injured in a second blast in just 2 days. So you had two men that were taking out clay from a pit in the Texas Panhandle, and they were killed. Natural gas line, it exploded. This is a place about 270 miles northeast, now big Texas is, northeast of Lubbock. So this is the second fatal natural gas explosion in Texas in 2 days. 2 days. Remember the first one on Monday, you had a worker who was killed when a crew hit and ruptured a natural gas line accidentally, and that was 50 miles outside of Dallas. You know, people forget, maybe they don't, but certainly not those working around it, I would hope, how dangerous it can be in dealing with the natural gas. And, you know, once that goes up, it's lucky, and it's hard to say this, but it's lucky that there weren't more people killed in these explosions. But it was centered around those two areas, the one outside of Dallas and the other one outside, far outside of Lubbock. So it was the workers that, unfortunately, were killed. Oof. All right, and quickly, too, moving from that, one of the New Jersey men held at JFK, remember he was bragging, and we're talking now about the two guys who were going to Somalia. They were headed off to Egypt, separate planes, going to end up in Somalia, wanted to do some jihad damage in Somalia and then ultimately bring it back to the United States, and were bragging about cutting off people's heads, Americans' heads. And these are two guys under 30 years old. And they were pretty sinister. They were definitely going to get some terror training from an Al-Qaeda-affiliated jihadist group. And they were definitely coming back to the U.S. They lifted weights. They got military pants and water bottles. They were watching terrorist videos online. Now, they didn't have any known connection to a group, but they were planning this trip to Somalia. They knew they would take this leap of faith that they'd probably be embraced by the group as Americans. So they were taking it all the way to New York's Kennedy Airport, to Egypt, and then on to Somalia. But here's what they didn't know, that they were being investigated for years. So they were waiting. The FBI was waiting for the right moment, and they were there at the gates. I'm sure they were stunned. Mohammed Alyssa, 20 years old, and Carlos Almonte, 24. And part of their conversations that were being taped, they were throwing out a net, casting a net to join Al-Shabaab, which is a terror group. It's been labeled as such for the last 2 years. And the idea was to go after people in the United States, and they were bragging and boasting that they wanted to do more damage than Major Hassan did, the Army psychiatrist, when he opened fire at Fort Hood last year and killed 13 people. So it's worrisome in the fact that now you're having more and more of this kind of stuff happen where not even invited. I mean, not even a tie to the group, but knowing, okay, all this information's out there, so we're going to train, we're going to go there, we're going to save the money, and we're going to do it. And you're starting to see this crop up a lot more. So how many homegrown people are there that are waiting for their opportunity to get the money, to find the way to go over and be trained? So sad. All right, let's go across the border to Canada and Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Simply went, okay, to put a little Espanol. Bueno, bueno, and very bueno.
Yeah, muy bien.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I read a little bit about Helen Thomas's ethnic background.
Yes, she's Lebanese.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that was, I'm thinking, okay, Helen, you said it, you put your foot in it. Now I think she's, okay, the apology was like to me too little too late. So, I mean, she's lost my, I mean, I respected her, you know, because she was always the first to ask questions at news conferences. But now she's lost my respect with all due respect to you. I know because
she blew it because she had been there for decades and you know the interesting part about her would be that she has all the knowledge of the other presidencies firsthand.
Right.
I mean that's like a wealth of information. No matter whether you thought she was a good writer or was good at asking questions, it doesn't matter. She she's like a walking library, but she was like a crazy old lady.
You think it was maybe the age that said it?
I think part of, see, now what some people are saying is, it is, okay, this is something that she was thinking and then she, you know, said it out loud and then mixed with the age, you know, perhaps your filter goes away and you're like, I'm gonna say what I think and then blurt it out. So the weird thing is the rabbi that she said that to, that taped her, was also caught on camera, and apparently he had his own little rampage that was anti-Mexican. So he's like this young dude who, see, this is the problem. The problem I have with this especially is you start to find more out about this, and it was like he was setting her up. But she said it, so, you know, she said it, and it was on tape, and it went out all over the place, and that's it, you know?
It is unfortunate. Oh, one question I have to ask you. How many states have you worked in? Because I hear, you interviewed John Wood in California, you worked in New Mexico, you're here in Texas, and I'm thinking probably New York and Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I've worked in... what did I figure this out the other day? I worked in 11 states.
Oh boy!
And here's what happened for just like anybody else in any business out there listening to this, but especially in broadcasting, I was a television anchor reporter.
Right.
So when I got out of school, I got a job in Philadelphia, got a job in Nebraska. I mean, I moved up the ladder pretty fast, where I was only. Three places that I went to, I was only there for 7 months and moved up faster. So that's, you know, Sam, that was the name of the game because, of course, they weren't paying you real money. My very first job, thanks for the call, Sam, my very first job, $11,000. True story. My dad was so worried about me, he used to send me when he won at poker some extra poker cash just here and there. But that's what you got paid, $11,000. Kearney, Nebraska, that's where I was, a place called NTV. All right, remember, you can always send me those thoughts. Keep them coming, americatonight.net.